By 1880, the European preoccupation with defining and studying groups deemed to be races brought to the forefront a call to exile Jews. This effort was apparent in many places, including Germany, where the term anti-Semitism emerged to name a new, organized political movement against Jews. The concept of the survival of the fittest likewise led to scientific ideas later perverted by the Nazis as a way to attack Jews and other groups through eugenics. Despite these threats, most German Jews were able to assimilate and took pride in contributing to the nation. German ultranationalists depicted the Great War as being the result of a plot by Jews supposedly set on destroying Germany. The Jewish community, which comprised less than 1% of the German population, was falsely accused of seeking to devastate Germany economically, socially, and politically. Having fallen into a very tough economic time, and deeply influenced by lingering medieval anti-Jewish prejudices, many people blamed resident and immigrating Jews from Eastern Europe. Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, promoting a pseudoscience that focused on the alleged superiority of Germanic or Aryan blood, took advantage of this resentment and gained widespread public approval. This created a nation-state with a specific enemy, the Jews. The Nuremberg Laws of 1935 revoked the citizenship of every Jew and Roma, pejoratively referred to as Gypsy, prohibited intermarriage, and crafted a definition of Jews as a blood group that included individuals who never practiced Judaism. Jewish-owned businesses were boycotted, seized, and taken over by non-Jews. Eventually, thousands of laws singled out the Jews whom the government actively helped portray as subhuman in popular culture and propaganda. And throughout most of the 1930s, the Reich encouraged Jews to leave the country, though they had to pay to do so.